Okay, everyone, this is Elena from your world.
Lemiguel.
How about you say it? Since
okay. Okay. Yeah, that's right. So I'm Elena de Miguel. I come from Universidad Complutense de Madrid, and we work in the music department, so we are not from an educational background. We are not people from IT. So in this presentation, to tell you the truth, I want to bring a little bit of reality of what people in the low level are doing. So it's nothing abstract, it's nothing about learning design, so it's about what we are trying to do. So at the very beginning, I want to tell you the background of our studies, because they are kind of special. And then I'm going to present the project we are working in. It's called Lean. And then the pedagogies we have chosen to do some activity planner. I will show you some examples our teachers have done and the opinion they have about it. So our studies are the degree in linguistics, but they are not a normal degree. So it's what they are called a second cycle degree. So students have to do another degree to be able to enter into linguistics, or at least 3 years of another study. So the students we have, they are usually older, and they are working, and they just do linguistics because they love it. So they don't have any real, like, other students that want to go to university to find a job. Our students, they are working. So they are doing it as a hobby. So from the beginning of our studies, that was like 10, 12 years ago, we were thinking about doing something special because we have special students. And most of the students cannot even come to class every day. Even linguistics is a face-to-face class, a course. So 10 years ago, they bought a server, and they did what they call the hypertext. So they put all the content they could in linguistics in this webpage. So students, they didn't even need to log in. So they have this big web page with a, they can find the program of every subject, all the contents the teacher wants to share, how all the exams, how they are gonna be evaluated and everything. And a couple of years after that, it was quite of successful. The students like it because they can download the program, they can download the content, so they don't need to come to class that often. So they start putting some cross content. So the skills a person need to be a linguist. So we have like how to research in linguistics, how to use different tools the students are gonna need. And I was like, we keep going with this until like 5 years ago, and then internet started changing into being something more communicative. So we want to change too, but we didn't have any idea how. So our university bought a virtual management system, WebCP. So we were one of the first ones who wanted to try it. So we changed all the subjects into WebCP, but we were missing all these skills, all these cross-content skills. So we decided to create this called Lean. So it's a methodological environmental research. And what we do here is teach the student how to research in linguistics, all the techniques they are gonna need to become a linguist. I'm gonna show it to you. So this is like the pedagogy underneath it. So students, to do a research work, they have to undergo through 3 phases, demarcation, construction, and validation, and through 8 different stages. So at the beginning, they have to choose the topic they want to work about, then they have to work a bibliography, they have to do some reading, a brainstorming about the topic, then they have to construct the problematic, then the model analysis, the observation, analysis of the observation, the conclusion, at the end they do the final writing. And we have done this because we realized that even if students come from other degrees, they even know how to do any kind of research work. In Spain, the way we evaluate is always exams. So when you ask them to write a paper, they didn't even know how to start. They didn't even know how to choose the topic. And they, well, I'm not even going to talk about the bibliographies because I was a mess. They copy and paste. They have like 10 different styles. So we want at least them to learn how to do research. So we decided we are going to do a kind of blended delivery mode. So the first stage, we want to be face-to-face because so most of the time, the teacher just go and say, hey, that's the topics we have, choose one. Or if they choose a topic, tell me why, and they have to discuss it with the teacher. And the second one is completely online, so they have to look for a bibliography. they have to use one of the tools we have, the bibliographic manager, to compile the bibliography, and they do some reading, they discuss in forums or chats, and then the other stages are usually blended, because in the first course, it's the teacher who do the construction of the problematic and the analysis model for them, but while in doctorate, they have to do the whole thing themselves. So this is how it looks like, and this is in Web City, we have it in Moodle too. So we have four pedagogical scenarios. The first one is called contents, and it's where the teacher have all the information they want for the course, like the program and the evaluation method and everything. And there the students can find everything about how this LEAN works, how they have to research all the handbooks, of the tools the teacher are gonna ask them to use. The second one is like the most important, it's called activities. I'll talk to you about activities in a minute. So the third one is called My Library, and we did it with the people of the Library of Humanities Division, because we realized the student didn't know how to find information at all. So most of our students went to the library, and they didn't even know where to look for things. So when we realized that they never used a journal, because they didn't know where the journals were, they never used anything online, because they didn't even know how to contact, to how to get to the online materials. So we did all these guides for them. And the last one is the communication. So every teacher decides what communication tool you want to use. So at the beginning, the teacher decides for the forum, but then one of the year we use the chat. And as James said, that it doesn't usually work, it works really good, so we're surprised. And it was a student who really worked in the chat. We never told them, okay, you have to work in the chat or you have to put some sessions. So they went to the calendar themselves and they said, hey, on Sundays, it was usually on Sunday night at around 8, we'll go to the chat and then we'll work about what we are going to do during the week. So this is the activity module. So it was implemented in Web City at the beginning, so they have the three phases they have to overcome, and then they will have all the tools. And the problem we had was the visibility problem, because they have everything. So they don't come like sequence like lambs do. So we have to play with like visibility to make things hide and to make it visible. So we play with exams, with time, so the teacher gets kind of bored. So the second attempt was doing a lamb sequence. So we did this lamb sequence. But then teachers didn't like it either, because it was too long, they didn't know how to use lamps. Even we have like three or four seminars about it, but they didn't really like it, so they come back to the first option again. So these are the pedagogies we use. So our teachers, they're not expert in education, that's the problem, so they didn't even know how to name them. And then when we were like reading Martin Webb's book, we saw all these names, and we're like, wow, that's great to be here. So we realized we were using the problem-based, peer learning, resource-based, collaborative, and content-led. The other one, we are not using them now, you see. And I added socio-constructivist, because that's the one underneath all this LEAN. Even I know it's not a pedagogy, it's more like thinking, it's a way of knowledge. So I'm not going to explain them to you, because you know them better than I do.
Just buy Martin's book.
Yeah, just read the book. Yeah. No, the book is really good because it gives you the tools that I use.
To
I thought it was very good because it tells you if you are using the base, then you can use this tool or this other tool. So, that's so we decided that it would be a great idea to do some activity planners in labs and following this pedagogies, because the teachers, what we have before, they were saying, yeah, we try to use LAMP, but what for? I know how to use it, I know how to drag the activity, but what activities do you use? Why do I want to use these activities? So I'm going to show you the planners we have used, and I've shown them in the internet if it works. If not, I have some videos. So, is it over here? So this is very first stage work. I've been working on it, and the pedagogies were written in Spanish, so I translate some of them into English for this conference. And I just came from Australia 3 days ago. So I went to Spain, I explained these two teachers in one day with my jet lag. They start doing sequences, and then I have some samples. So We haven't tried them with the students yet, but that's what I have. So that's the activity planner we have created. And one of the things we have in our department, we are like, I don't know, 10 teachers, we are not more than that, because we are a very small department, and they really like visual things. So if you don't put lots of photos, they don't like it. So even when what I saw you before of the link, we have to do all this icon with photos, and they love it. So we have a video explaining them how to do a sequence. So what? I don't think can even do it because we did it. So these are the planners we have, and these are, as I told you before, the pedagogies we have chosen. So if we click, for example, in the peer learning, I think I have it here, so we don't have to click because that'll be easier. So I'm going to explain you this planner, for example. So first we start with the notice board, explaining what are we gonna do in this sequence. So this sequence is called Introducing New Concept, and the idea of this is that students will be presented with a new concept, they will have to do a bibliography about this concept, and they will have to be able to define this concept. So this second activity is another notice board, and then that's where the teacher has to write down your topic, the topic you have chosen. I'm sorry, because of the English, I have it in Spanish, and excuse me, in Spanish is much better.
I think we should switch to Spanish.
So as Leanne saw before, if you click in editing advice, you have some advice for the teacher. If you want to go. Okay, yeah. So we are working with concepts, so students are asked to understand what the concept is. That's crazy. But I told you we have mature students. And how it relates to the specific subject. So next one, they have to compile a short bibliography, and then 15 references on a chosen topic, and they have to comment on these three of them. And they are supposed to know how to use a bibliographic manager like now, because that's why the first week we don't have classes, so we just explain the tools they are gonna use during the degree. So we explain them how to do a bibliography. We explain them how to use LAMPS, how to use WebCity or Moodle, because it's surprisingly like they cannot use it. We were like kind of shocked because we thought they were younger and they will come naturally to use the virtual learning environment, but they can't. They didn't even know how to send emails within Moodle. Yep. So they're even worse than teachers. So they have, that's the shared resources activity. So they have a resource list they have to be adding. So the second one is called Other People's Bibliography. So every student has to open a new topic and it has to upload the bibliography, and they have to comment on this in three other people to see what they think about what they have been doing. So the second one is the last book. The next one is a question and answer. So after reading the bibliography, of some of the bibliography, give a definition of the chosen topic. Then we go into grouping, and they have to have different forum and scribes to talk about their definition, and they have to come just with one. And they have to submit it. Okay. So that's one example of the planner. I want to show you an example of
Which pedagogy was that for?
Oh, that was the wait a minute, that was the resource base, I think. Let me see. No, that was the peer learning. Okay. Because they have to go and see what
the students.
So that's one base of resource base, and that's made for what I did that one, but it was based on one of our teachers have done last year. So it's called Los Palos de Flamenco, and Los Palos de Flamenco are different kinds of flamenco dances and flamenco singing. So they ask the students, well, first they introduce them into flamenco and how many different types of flamenco we have. And it was supposed to be for Spanish as a second language, and advance the students because the climate topic is kind of difficult. After that, they have to name how many palos they think they know. And then they will have a tree with all the palos of flamenco. And then they have to choose one of them, and they have to work with this one. And they have to find resources about these, like videos or writing about this flamenco in particular. And at the end, they have to build a database with all the flamenco types. And, and discuss them in the forum. And at the end, they just have to do a survey. So that's that one. And I wanted to show you how much time. This other one. And that was the peer learning one. Oof. See how it worked. They did that in one day. So the good idea, well, the good thing was I just came, I saw them in the planner, and they started doing it, and after 10 minutes they came, hey, I have a sequence. I don't know about the quality of the sequence, but at least in 10 minutes they have something. And it took me a year and they didn't have anything. So, well, and here I have time to show you that. But if you want to see them, I have them all, so just ask them.
They all uploaded in the last
minute? Yeah. And their LAMS community. And what I have done too is from the planners, like for example in this one, if you click. If you want to download the previous example, click here. And then if you click there, you can see an actual example of it. So that was one of the shortest ones we have created. And they have done a couple of examples already in the problem base. So the idea was. Well, they have to introduce the problem, obviously. They have to give the students some resources about that problem. And then they have a forum, but the students cannot give the solution. They can talk about the problem, but give hints or clues, but never give the solution. Then they have to submit the answer, and at the end they have a chat in which they share the solution together, and they have to come with the best one. So I'm just going to give you a couple of examples of what they think about our teachers. So this is the opinion of them. They are an important visual help to understand LAMS, helping to create new strategies to those who have never used it. For advanced users, it's very useful to solve more complex strategies. They are global digital strategies. And this comes from a teacher who knew how to use LAMS. And last year he was in the seminar and he was pretty good in this. And then I asked him, so are you gonna use it? And he was like, no way. I don't have the time, or that's too complicated. But then this year, he thinks it's kind of useful, and he thinks maybe he will use it. So the second one comes from a person who was in the seminar last year too, but didn't understand a word we were talking about. So after half an hour, he simply left the seminar saying, this LAM and me are not compatible. So he said that, I find the pedagogical frame necessary for creating activities with highly pedagogical and scientific interest. They do not use the work with these tools. Usually the quantity of work is too elevated compared to the results, and they help to control the time. They have this problem because as we don't come from the educational background, as Spheres was saying before, they don't plan what they are gonna teach. So maybe they come with a lesson and in 10 minutes they finish it, or they come with a lesson and it took them 2 weeks while they were thinking it's gonna take 1 hour. And the last one is from a teacher who used LAMS. So last year I used LAMS in some of the exercises in my subject, although I knew how to use this tool, I didn't know what to use it for. Planners have been very helpful to give me new ideas. This semester I'm gonna use LAMS in my practical class. So we hope they use LAMS. And I hope they start using it because seriously, I cannot do all the sequences for every single person in my family. So thank you for your attention. And these are my LAMS.